great sorrow because a score of our fellow peace activists lie dead, murdered by the Israeli army. Today is a day when we have failed to see the international condemnation of the most severe sort, which should be emanating from my old office in the Foreign Office behind you, and we have not seen it strongly enough. We have seen the European Union call for an inquiry. I can tell you this, 20 of our colleagues are dead. That is a fact. At the end of the inquiry, 20 of our colleagues will still be dead. What use is your bloody inquiry? We don't need it. Let me tell you this. I used to be the head of the Foreign Office Maritime Section. What Israel did in boarding a foreign ship in international waters is an act of illegal war, plain and simple. But let me also tell you this. In international waters, the law which applies is the law of the flag state of the ship on which the incident takes place. So those Israeli soldiers must be taken to Turkey and tried for murder in Turkey under Turkish law. And we must not forget that the cause of this incident is Zionism, because under Zionism there can be no peace. There cannot be peace with a philosophy which claims a divine right to occupy somebody else's territory and a divine justification for murder. Zionism is bullshit! We do not accept Zionism. We do not accept Israel's behavior. We do not accept the continual existence of an Israeli embassy in London. And we are now going to march on the Israeli embassy. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. And thank you, everyone, every single person, for responding to the urgent call this morning, coming down here, blocking Whitehall, and taking part in the march to the Israeli embassy. This is the voice of ordinary people on the streets of London condemning an act of piracy. What the Israeli commandos did this morning was boarded unarmed vessels carrying aid to the people of Gaza, and in cold blood have killed 20 of those people that were on those vessels. This is an act of piracy, it's a criminal act, and I believe it also to be a war crime. That is the message that must go to Israel. But the world response is very strange on these matters. Somebody sent me an email a couple of hours ago, and he made the point that when pirates take over oil tankers off the coast of Somalia, the world's navies get there as quick as they can to protect the oil tankers and the cargo vessels. But when Israel, in international waters, commits an act of piracy, where is the reaction? Where is the condemnation? Where is the cut in the aid to Israel? Only last week, the United States announced a further $150 million to be given to Israel for a new missile defense system on top of all the other military aid it gets. This is an act of war against an innocent people. Those people in Gaza, and I was there only 4 months ago with a delegation of people from all over Europe, we saw for ourselves the destruction from Operation Cast Lead, the shortages of medicines, the shortages of food, the shortages of clean water, the shortages of electricity. 1.5 million people held in prison, and as an act of humanity, the rest of the world collects 10,000 tons of aid to go there and get shot up by the Israeli Navy. This is a country that is occupying and destroying the lives of Palestinian people. So this morning I wrote to William Hague and said, one, absolutely and totally condemn this. Two, stop all aid to Israel. Three, suspend with immediate effect the European Union-Israel trade agreement on which so much of Israel's prosperity lies. Four, demand that the United States administration do likewise. Five, recall the UN Security Council immediately to condemn what Israel has done. If they can put sanctions against Iran and any other country that they don't like, then where are the sanctions against Israel for this act of war against this vessel? And finally, there are many, many very good, very decent people on all those ships. All of them are at risk. People that have shown their courage and determination to support the Palestinians have gone on those vessels. Many of those are British subjects. We value all lives equally. We want to support all those people on those vessels. But the point I've made to the Foreign Secretary is he has a special responsibility to act on behalf of those people who've come from this country and gone on those vessels. Isn't it time our ambassador was brought back from Tel Aviv? Isn't it time the Israeli ambassador was on his way from this country? The people of Palestine have suffered enough. They've suffered too long. They suffer more and more. It's up to us to isolate Israel, to show our support, to show our determination, and make our government in that building act. Make the US government act. Isolate Israel. Support the Palestinian people. In our thousands, in our millions, we are all Palestinians.
This is a tremendous crowd of people that have come here at a few hours' notice. And I'm sure all of us have the same mixture of emotions. The terrible sadness is what has happened today. We called a demonstration last night knowing that they were going to attack the convoy, but we never expected we would be mourning the death of at least 20 people. People from different parts of the world who went in solidarity with the Palestinians and who've been shot in cold blood by Israeli commandos at the instructions of the Israeli government. And that is an absolute shame on any decent society. This government here, like the previous one, talks about the international community, talks about the rule of law, but has allowed Israel to do exactly what it wants year after year without any serious sanction against that government. If this had been Iran that had shot 20 people in the Gulf of Persia, can you imagine what now would be happening? There will be an emergency UN Security Council, there will be immediate extra sanctions, there will be all these things going on, and there will be a war caused by these governments against it. For an inquiry. We don't need an inquiry. We know what they've done to the people of Gaza. We know about the bombing. We know about the blockade. We know about the settlements on the West Bank. We know about all of these things. So we are here today to say we're not just sad about the people who've died, and we don't just want to send our condolences to the families of the people who've died. We're here because we're angry as well. I am so angry about what they've done. My people, like many people of my generation, I campaigned against apartheid. things. But I can't remember an instance where a country like Israel has been able to shoot foreign nationals in cold blood and not be held to account. They must be held to account.
Story now and get further reaction from America as we go live to New York, where I'm now joined by political scientist Norman Finkelstein. Mr. Finkelstein, many thanks for joining us. Now, we've had widespread condemnation in Europe so far at the actions of the Israeli Defense Force when they boarded the aid ship flotilla. But what has been the reaction over in America?
So far, there's been a pretty mild statement by President Obama, regretting what happened, saying it should be investigated, but not going beyond that. I would call it a mild display of concern.
So just a mild display of concern then. But Jerusalem has said that it was just trying to protect its borders and its citizens, and that the flotilla was actually on a mission to discredit the state of Israel. What do you say to that?
I think there are many things that need to be said, and there has to be serious thought given to what's happened. Let's start from the basics. Israel was imposing an illegal blockade on Gaza, what was called by Amnesty International last week a flagrant violation of international law. The United Nations Committee of Elders, people like Nelson Mandela, Desmond Tutu, they just distributed a statement today in which they called the blockade of Gaza one of the worst human rights violations in the world today. Number two, Israel attacked a humanitarian convoy in international waters. It used armed commandos to attack an international, or I should say a humanitarian convoy in international waters. I think everyone can agree that there's no possibility, there's no way to justify using armed force against what were clearly unarmed humanitarians trying to relieve an illegal siege of Gaza. But to me, the more important question is this, namely, during Israel's massacre in Gaza, December 2008 and January 2009. Afterwards, Israeli officials were saying that they wanted to show the Arab world that they were capable of acting, like a lunatic state and like mad dogs, that they wanted to restore the Arab world's fear of Israel, and that's why they acted like a lunatic state and like mad dogs in Gaza. But after yesterday's events, we really have to ask the question, is Israel acting like a lunatic state, or has it become a lunatic state? And that's not just a rhetoric. It's a very serious issue.
Well, Mr. Finkelstein, the UN is actually meeting.
Nuclear device.
It's true, and the UN is actually meeting today. It's held an emergency meeting to discuss the raid and its reaction to what Israel has done. So what sort of conclusions do you think that they will come to, and do you think their findings will make any kind of difference?
Well, I think the important issue is that what happened with the Gaza flotilla was not an accident. You have to remember that the Israeli cabinet met for fully a week. All the cabinet ministers discussed and deliberated how they would handle the flotilla. There were numerous reports in the Israeli press, numerous suggestions, numerous recommendations about what to do. At the end of the day, they decided on a nighttime armed commando raid on a humanitarian convoy. Israel is now a lunatic state. It's a lunatic state with between 200 and 300 nuclear devices. It is threatening war daily against Iran and against the Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon has already stated on several occasions that if Israel attacks, it will retaliate in kind. Things are getting out of control. We have to ask ourselves a simple, basic, fundamental question. Can a lunatic state like Israel be trusted with 200 to 300 nuclear devices when it is now threatening its neighbors, Iran and Lebanon, with an attack?
Okay, Mr.
These
Finkelstein.
These are serious issues.
Mr. Finkelstein, now, I'm afraid we're going
Gaza,
to have to leave it there, and we will.
It will retaliate in kind. Things are getting out of control. We have to ask ourselves a simple, basic, fundamental question. Can a lunatic state like Israel be trusted with 200 to 300 nuclear devices when it is now threatening its neighbors, Iran and Lebanon, with an attack?
Okay, Mr.
These
Finkelstein.
These are serious issues.
Mr. Finkelstein, now, I'm afraid we're going
Gaza,
to have to leave it there, and we will have to wait with interest to see what comes out of that UN emergency meeting to discuss this raid. For now, that was Normal Finkelstein, live from New York.
Numerous recommendations about what to do. At the end of the day, they decided on a nighttime armed commando raid on a humanitarian convoy. Israel is now a lunatic state. It's a lunatic state with between 200 and 300 nuclear devices. It is threatening war daily against Iran and against the Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon has already stated on several occasions that if Israel attacks, trusted with 200 to 300 lunatic state like Israel be trusted with 200 to 300 nuclear devices when it is now threatening its neighbors, Iran and Lebanon, with an attack.
Okay, Mr.
These
Finkelstein.
These are serious issues.
Mr. Finkelstein, now, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, and we will have to wait with interest to see what comes out of that UN emergency meeting to discuss this raid. For now, that was Normal Finkelstein, live from New York.